Hello and welcome to Nick the Uncensored. Today we've got Melissa Redpill and we're going to be talking about Iran, which we think there's a reset going on in the background and they're trying to distract us or whatnot. And also the big discussion that nobody or the mainstream media is not talking about is whether Bibi Netanyahu has been killed. And some reports have been told that he's been killed. And are the videos of Netanyahu's are they AI? Is it his team posting it? Are they trying to hide his death? So we're going to dive into this now. We're going to analyze it with Melissa. She's going to share her screen. Melissa, thank you so much for joining me. How are you and what have you been up to?
Yes, thank you for having me. Yeah, I'm all about finding out what's really going on in Iran. A lot of people in the States are flipping out. They think that, President Trump is a traitor. He's a lapdog for Netanyahu. And so that's clearly not what's happening. And it's just so it's shocking how few, how many people are have fallen for the disinformation. And I think that because we've been following this for so long, especially like 17, that I think that helps us more than we realize. It's really nice to see the big picture. And so that, and also, wouldn't that be something if Netanyahu is dead?
It would
That's
be very something. And I look, I still believe that Trump, obviously, everybody knows this that's listening to this, or most of you do, that Trump calls his own shots. He's not a puppet. He cannot be bought. It's not his character. Now, it might
right.
seem that it might seem from externally, from the outside exterior, that he's controlled by Israel. But what I believe Trump is doing is he is playing along with the enemy, to pretend and probably to protect America as well, and to bring, he's playing chess. So he has to pretend he's friends with these people. The way he speaks on the podium, the way he answers questions to his, in the White House. He has to act like he's friends with everybody, and he has to play and do things to make it look like he's pro-Israel. And I think this is all part of the big plan, but Trump calls his own shots. That's what I feel
I
when
agree.
I
I do too. I agree with you 1,000%. I do. I agree. So I think that also, if you really listen carefully to President Trump, you see who he's really taking this fight to, and that the Iranian regime is just they're just puppets of the City of London, the globalist bankers. And so this is what he's really dismantling right now, and that's what most people are not understanding. And that's why I'm so glad that I'm sure everyone on your channel and my channel understand that we're taking down this. And what I always say is, this is the literal beast of Revelation, the Antichrist that was told to us in God's word that this would one day happen, that they would be removed from the earth, and that's what he's doing. This all happened on Purim. My birthday was on Purim, and so I didn't even realize that I was born on Purim. This is a huge day in the biblical festivals. It's the day of the annihilation of our enemies, and that's exactly when President Trump destroyed Khomeini, Khomeini, whatever his name is, the supreme leader. Anyway, so I've heard it pronounced so many different ways, but the bottom line is this is exactly when it happened, and President Trump said it would be finished within 4 weeks. So that takes us right to Easter. So interesting. That about it would be great if that was the resurrection day. That was the awakening of humanity. I would love that. We'll wait and see.
I want to also say that this narrative that's been going on for decades that Israel and Iran are enemies, I think, and from my research, it's all scripted, because the highest level of Iran and the highest level of Israel are working together to start the Third World War. And the idea that they're enemies is a narrative, is a public story, so that people can justify or buy that, when the Third World War actually happens. And what I think Trump is a catalyst that disrupts, that will stop the Third World War, and even bomb their nuclear facilities or and their powers. I don't know exactly yet. That's what I've heard from my sources.
And Iran, has been trading with China and Russia, and so they figured for sure they would come to their aid when, if they ever were attacked. And that clearly has not happened. If Iran, I'm sorry, if China and Russia had brought in, all their ships to attack America, it would have been basically this nuclear holocaust, which is what they were wanting, what they were planning for. And so I was going to show you also on the board. I'll go ahead and share my screen if it's okay. But yeah,
please.
Yeah. So, let me pop this in here. Okay. So yeah, I'll show you that one real quick while we're at it. So on the board, I know it's a little bit small over here. It says, I'm not going to read that portion. What if China, right here, I'll just highlight it. This is post 140. Way back in 2018, what if China, Russia, and others are coordinating with POTUS to eliminate the New World Order? And so we've been looking at this for a long time, and understanding the all the communication that they're having is it seeming, you know, their enemies or whatever. And I believe that this was a really great way to show it. They did not come in and join in to fight against America, which that was surely the globalist plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And so another thing is, and maybe I'm going to show a clip of this too. I'll go ahead and pull this up. This is where Scott Bessent, no, this is that's not that. That's Putin's. Netanyahu's hand without the ring. We'll show that in a second. But here is Secretary of Treasury Scott Bessent. He's talking about the Russian oil. And this was set up months and months ago, like way back, I think, in October 2025, you know, where they had the oil sitting out in tankers in the waters ready to go whenever this would happen, whenever it was to go time to attack the Iranian regime, that they knew that, of course, China would not be able to get their oil. So what are they going to do? They are going to send oil. They're lifting the sanctions, I think, from March 12th through April 11th, something in that window, so that China can get their oil. So that right there tells you that they're not working against each other, but actually with each other to end this horrible New World Order regime, which, you know, one of their arms is, know, is the Iranian regime. So Bessent is saying that they had planned this long ago. He actually said that. And so, you know, this is over on my, I have a lot of this over on my Melissa Red Pill X account, if you guys want to watch it. But basically, Bessent is saying that they were working together. Why did they have all this oil literally in tankers ready to go? They knew that this was going to happen. They knew that at some point they were going to attack Iran. China was not going to be able to get their oil, and so that they were going to provide this. And so this really takes pressure off of the Strait of Hormuz, which we've been talking about. The Strait of Hormuz is supposed to be the place that, you know, nothing can get through there, and so it really upsets the oil markets, and the price of oil goes up, and basically that destroys President Trump because, you know, everything runs on this energy. And that did not happen. And so all these people who are sitting there basically following the orders of Lloyd's of London and you know, saying, you know, they'll do whatever they're told by them, they are realizing that if they don't watch out, Russia is going to take over the entire oil market. And President Trump, if he can lift the sanctions for 1 month, he can lift them forever. And so that would be the end of them being able to control the oil market. So yeah, Lloyd's of London, and I really do think that this Lloyd's of London is, I think it's really, how do you say it in with this British accent? You say Lloyd's.
Go on.
Huh?
Lloyd's.
Okay. Yeah. So, and then how do you say Lords?
Lords.
See how similar that is?
Lloyd's? No, Lloyd's. Lloyd's. And Lords.
Lloyd's and Lords. Lloyd's and Lords.
Yeah.
I mean, for, you know.
What do you say, Lord?
Lord. Okay, yeah. Making fun of the American. All right. And especially the country accent. But anyway, yeah, Lord. I don't have nearly the country accent I used to have. But yeah, I just think they sound very similar. I think that the name Lloyd is really trying to act as if they're the Lords. They're the ones who control the world. And they do, everyone has to do what they're told. I think a lot of these shipmasters have, you know, even though America said, President Trump said, he will make sure that they are insured, they still are not, they're refusing to go through the Straits of Hormuz. And so why is that? Well, you know, I think that the first three, I think it's a couple reasons, but one of the reasons is because they believe that they are, they have to do what their lords tell them. And if they don't, then they won't be able to be in this, you know, have any business at all or any insurance at all or any, you know, they'll be boxed out. I really do think that that's what that's about. But yeah, here is the Karg Island. If you guys are not familiar with that, this Karg Island is an island off of the coast of Iran. It's part of Iran. This is where they have all their oil manufacturing and military installations. And what were those military installations for? You know, President Trump attacked their military installations. It was because they were using that to send out mines into the Strait of Hormuz to say, oh, this is so dangerous and you can't go through there because, you know, this gives the Lloyd's of London the right to say, hey, you know, we're not going to insure it because of these potential mines. Well, now they can't send the mines into the Strait of Hormuz because their military installations on Karg Island have been destroyed.
Yeah.
So there you go. So, you know, it's a lot of moving parts, but basically I think that President Trump is removing all of their reasons to have this, the price of oil go up.
So go ahead. You would say that Trump is working hard to take away the power from the Rothschild family.
Absolutely.
That owns the oil. Of course. And do you know what I think? I think that Trump is not going to put himself in a position to get rid of Israel or Netanyahu or whatever. Because I think what he's going to do is he's going to get Iran to, you know, to get Netanyahu or sort out Israel, you know. If he hasn't already. And I think, just like we have plants, I think that the deep state also have been secretly planted with white hat people. So when they do strike or send missiles and whatever, there are white hats within that department, in my opinion, that is working for the light.
Yes, and to control it so that it's under,
yes,
under President Trump's power, under his control. I think so. That's why this has taken so long. We didn't just get here yesterday. This has been planned for months and years. And
I heard 25 years, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've heard that too. I heard it was 25 years when it was 2017. So now we've added another almost 10 years to that. So the White House
has been
working together to get all the chess pieces in place. And so this is not worrisome at all. The big picture is that this is taking down the city of London. Because as I was saying on this,
yes,
you see that screen right there? It says the control of the global oil supply has stopped. They no longer are, because they've controlled the world's finances based upon the petrol dollar. And that's what has to stop. They have to, and that's what people don't, you know, I don't think a lot of people who are thinking that President Trump is a lapdog for Netanyahu, I don't think they realize what the real issue is here, is that we can no longer be controlled by the city of London controlling the petrol dollar. And they've been doing that since literally 118 years ago is when they first took over the oil in Iran, not just 47 years ago, but, you know, that's when it really got bad with Khomeini taking over and the whole Islamic regime. One of my dearest friends is from there, and she's been, you know, crying for years, and she had to flee. She now lives in America because she just, it's impossible to live there. It's just like living on hell. So yeah, so they no longer really control the insurance, because President Trump says I'll insure you, right? But then you've got the sanctions. Those are no longer working because China can get their oil directly from Russia, and then also these conflict speculators. They continually raise the price of oil because of the putting all this conflict, whether it's the mines or, you know, whatever it is that, and then they're lapdogs. They're real lapdogs, which are, I think, these shippers. They are saying, okay, we're not going to do anything until our lords of London tell us we can. And so that really brings up where President Trump said, I hope I'm taking you to the right screen, this one. This one here. Okay, well, here's the Strait of Hormuz, and really showing how a couple have gone through there and showing that, hey, there are no mines in here, so let's go on through. But the problem is they still are sitting there, and they, like, only three ships went through yesterday. So who do they serve? They serve the City of London. It's one big club and you're not in it. It's one big, you know, group that they have sworn allegiance to the Lords of London. That's what it's really, in my opinion, that's what it's revealing. All right, so here is where, this is the video I just posted in more detail about it if you guys want to go and see it. It's called Trump's Reset. It's over on my Melissa Red Pill the World over called the Trump Reset, Poor BB and the New World Order Bankers. So I want to connect how this is connected to BB also. But this one, real quick, I want to show you while we're here. Definitely check into this one too, because this Trump clues on the prophecy nobody talks about. This connects all the dots where biblically what is really happening to take down this criminal satanic cartel. This is what the book of Revelation is really all about. And so this happened on the biblical festival, which is the celebration of the annihilation of our enemies. Who knew that there was a celebration like that? But that's Purim, and that's when this all happened. And so this prophecy of the 1335 days, we are the wonderful prophecy is this is a blessing for humanity, because it says, blessed are those who reach the 1335 days. Why are we so blessed? Because we are witnessing the literal takedown of this criminal cartel. Every day you see the destruction of what happened in Venezuela. You see the destruction of these cartels. Ecuador is taking it to the cartels right now. You see the destruction of you know, no oil getting to Cuba. And so their liberation is imminent. And then you see, of course, what's going on in Iran and all the petrol dollar being destroyed, that they won't be able to control the dollar anymore out of the City of London. So anyway, definitely check into that on how all those connect. Interesting thing to look forward to in June is that another beautiful conjunction of Venus and Jupiter. If you can see that picture, but you definitely check into that, because it's pretty exciting days that we have to look forward to. All right.
Absolutely.
The one, oh, maybe this one. Here's where the tankers were going from Russia on an Arctic route to China. And yeah, so they've been sitting out in the water for months. I have one more. I don't see it, but oh, here it is. Here it is. This is where President Trump said, and I'm not picking on you, my British friend. Are you, what are you,
oh no, about? listen, I can't stand the you know, the exactly, you know, it's all the deep state, you know, we're all in the same boat here.
Exactly. It's always that same way. We love the Iranian people. We love the British people. It's always the ones at the top that we are trying to destroy. Anyway, it says the United Kingdom, our once great ally, maybe the greatest of them all, is finally giving serious thought to sending two aircraft carriers to the Middle East. That's okay, Prime Minister Starmer. We don't need them any longer. But we will remember, we don't need people that join wars after we've already won. Yeah, our once great ally. And so
when Trump means we've already won,
yeah,
is he talking about the people in Iran that have been killed and taken out? Right.
Right.
So imagine there's a maybe secret code there with Israel as well.
Well,
we've already won.
Right. Right. I think as far as Netanyahu, I think that we always think that they're all so on the same page. What's the word for that? That they're all so, you know,
aligned.
Thank you. That's the word. I think we always think that. But I think that with Netanyahu last week, he was saying, hey, we want to, I was going to be a local power, but now I'll be a global power. He's talking about himself. He's so full of himself. He wants to be the new Lords of London. And he's wanted, in my opinion, he's wanting to take over. He's chomping at the bit to take all of Iran and put in Pahlavi into that position as the leader of Iran, so that he controls Iran. And that's a giant swath of what his vision is, to take over all of the Middle East. So, you know, he's using that to become the lords of whatever, the world. So, yeah, I think that's really the issue with him. I think for some reason there's something in my mind that makes me think that they are not on the same page. They're not completely aligned. And so this whole thing with Netanyahu, and it also says in the Bible that they will begin to destroy each other. And I wouldn't be surprised if this is a power play with the two leaders. You know, yes, Israel was created, the modern Zionist state of Israel was created by the Lords of London. But now he's gotten kind of big for his britches. He's wanting to take over, in my opinion.
Mm. Very interesting. Yeah.
Anyway, that we'll watch and see. But as you were saying at the very beginning of our video, that they do always have this proxy war where it looks like, hey, we're fighting each other, and they're really fomenting war to kill humanity to start nuclear war. But their goal was, and they were not successful. So, anyway, so this whole great ally, it's not about the people, of course. It's about they were our ally, but we no longer. We're not going to be an ally with the Lords of London. So now let's see. I've taken you to this clip five times. I'll go ahead now and show it to you if I can now get back to it. This is the one where this ring. This is just a little clip of it, but this was taken and just brought into slow motion. This is Netanyahu's hand. Let me see if I can move. Let's see. Okay. Here is Netanyahu's hand, and you clearly see a ring. But now look at that. There's no ring.
Yeah.
And that just doesn't, they're like, oh, it's a shadow. Oh, it's a...
A shadow, yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, it's just him doing magic.
Right? Yeah. So it just makes you think there's something going on. This was posted by his people.
And not only that, Melissa, but when he went to the coffee shop, there were a lot of inconsistencies there in the coffee shop that he visited. And there were other AI, AI videos or videos of people showing... slowing it down and showing inconsistencies. But also, where are the other people posting on TikTok saying, I met Netanyahu, he came into the store, he had a coffee, the people wanted to take pictures with him? Where is all that?
Exactly.
There is nothing, absolutely zero.
Right, exactly. And that's, and not to get into this whole topic, but this whole thing with Erica Kirk. If someone were to come out and say the things that are being said about her, if they were to say this about me, I would come on social media so quick. I'd be like, I didn't do that. Are y'all out of your mind? I mean, the silence is deafening, just like with the people in the coffee shop.
What do you think about Erica Kirk? Because I'm getting a lot of information now that she was a plant, a Mossad plant, to control Charlie.
Yeah,
I know it's very controversial. Yeah. But I've seen a lot of research.
The stuff that's coming out in the past couple of days is earth shattering for her and her stock. It's really gone down. And so it really makes me sick too, because for someone to use a Christian position to purport themselves to be this, super Christian, and then to be a fake, it really makes me sick.
And also, did you see a video? There was a video of Erica Kirk, a very old video of Erica Kirk when she was doing modeling. She was praising porn stars and saying that they have a job. They have a job. They're making money or whatever or something like that, and praising them. Did you see that?
I did. Crazy. Did see that. I know. So we've got. I think big picture on that is I really do have a lot of hope that Charlie is alive, that this was an operation that they intended to kill him, but he got, they knew about it and they got him away. And, the video that just came out yesterday was with, that Candace just showed was with Charlie from the back, and there was no exit wound. There was no blood, so clearly their story does not hold water. It does not add up. I've even thought about that she's working with President Trump, that the whole big picture, once this is all said and done, is going to be, this is how we're going to expose those who hijack all these organizations, Christian organizations, political organizations, and so that they take them over. And they, like you said, they have a honeypot, and they just use that person to get, and to be honest, I just, the more I know about Erica Kirk, it doesn't seem that she's the type for Charlie. And so if he is in Valhalla in New Zealand, then all of this is playing out to expose the The false prophet. The Bible calls it the false prophet. And in the book of Revelation, and now if you guys haven't seen my series on that, go to my website, freedomforce.live. Let me put it up, freedomforce.live or Melissa Red Pill. Either way, you can just get to it either way. But when you look at this, you'll see the on the end times page, you'll see more information about end times and what truly the truth is about end times. This is my bestseller book on end times. In this book, it delineates how the book of Revelation says we have to take out the beast and the false prophet. The beast is the lords of London. The false prophet is all these who work alongside the beast, but in order to be the false teachers in the church, in the government, all these places. And those have to be brought down too, because they control the masses. So yeah, that's what
And
I
I want to
totally.
say as well that although Trump is very was very close to Charlie Kirk and the family, I don't believe Trump was in a position, even if he knew about Erica Kirk, which I think he might have done. I don't think he's in a position, or he can be in a position, to tell Charlie or to warn him or anyone close to him, because that would expose Trump. He would ex because then Trump would expose himself for what he knows that would get leaked to Israel. And then again, that's how deep this chess game that he's playing.
So you're
He has
thinking
to.
that they don't have they're not doing an operation together because it would have been too dangerous for President Trump to have an operation with Charlie?
I think they are in operations together, but from an
Okay.
arm's length, yes.
Right.
Because Trump can't get, he cannot fix people or try to get them out of danger, because it would expose him.
Right.
He would expose himself to Israel. And
Right.
when you're very higher up with the military and stuff like that, I think Trump is play he has to play a very powerful 5D chess game.
True.
It's a
That's
dirty,
true.
dirty game,
Yeah, once
but a
yeah.
game to drain the swamp.
Right.
He cannot leak anything.
Well, and we will find out. I'm going to stop sharing the screen. I think that was everything pretty much I wanted to show you. You know, it's a lot of moving parts. And you know, what if though Charlie was, you know, because the church, the outward church, has been very much pro-Israel, and that his plan was at to be continue to be pro-Israel until a certain point when he would come out and say, I've realized I've seen the light, and I realized that this group, the Zionist government, is not true Israel. And maybe that was,
I mean, he could be,
he
because
would
he's
be an
got
amazing actor.
no grave, no autopsy, no a lot of things. And maybe he did it to escape Erica Kirk. Maybe he did it to escape. But then my question would be, well, what about the children? Would he do that to the children? I don't know.
I saw something yesterday. Have you seen the one where it's got Erica with a picture of her with a child, and she's posting this on Instagram saying that she does it's rent a kid. How great to be a temp just a short-term mom because you're renting a child.
Another thing that I could say is maybe these satanic elites have taken his body to sacrifice him. But you don't know.
I know.
These are satanic rituals.
I know.
You know, how do we know that? How do we know that this is not going on behind the scenes, and they're keeping it quiet,
Right,
and
because
Trump's
yeah,
devastated? I don't know.
right. Well, in my heart, I hope I've seen pictures of this being like a burst of like a packet of blood, fake blood, and that makes more sense to me because there's no way any bullet, whether it's a 30-06 or any type of bullet, hit him in the neck. It would have gone through, and it would cause some terrible damage in the back. So that was great that she posted that video. I think he maybe went through that tunnel that. That trap door underneath there and got away. There was a plane that left on that day, and it was everybody. We were talking about it on like immediately afterward, and all of a sudden, everybody stopped talking about it. You know, I just think that that's potentially how he got out of there to Valhalla, and that this was all a plan to expose. I mean, this is no doubt exposed the how they take over these organizations with honeypots. Go ahead.
I mean, I'll tell you another possibility that I think, another theory. Maybe Erica Kirk was involved with Mossad, and she did say things when she was doing modeling that did doesn't benefit her today. And maybe what's happened is that She has grown to love Charlie. They've got kids together. And Charlie's faked his death. And Erica Kirk has knows about it, has played along with it for some reason. And that's why Erica Kirk, when she's crying, it doesn't look real.
Okay.
Maybe she has to play to cover his fake death.
Right.
But what would? Why would he need to die and fake his death for? Why?
Right, right. Well, that is an interesting hypothesis. I think that she has been part of this. I think she was probably trafficked as a child herself, and has been very damaged because she just doesn't seem, and you know,
mm-hmm.
and especially when you look at her past, and she was actually, you know, within months before she got with Charlie, she was actually dating a woman. I mean, so it's just like, what?
I didn't know that one.
Yeah, that's pictures of Kim. I had thought, figured you'd seen those too. Those pictures just came out, and also this Angels of Romania, where it's a child orphanage, you know, all the things that she was doing there. It just seems like that she was groomed for this role, and that's what the Mossad does. And again, that is exposing that part of it too, is that people who are, you know, brainwashed and groomed and brought up to be utilized for this very purpose. And that's why, you know, and anytime you just are lying, it is not going to add up. Unfortunately, I don't know that she is. I would love to think that she loved Charlie, but I just don't. I think that Charlie knew about her, and this was, she thought she was playing him, and he was actually playing her. Similar to what President Trump is doing. That's what I would think.
Maybe, yeah. And their wedding photo missing.
That he knew, right? And he knew that she was, you know, a Mossad plant, and that he was ready for her, and that this was part of the operation.
But would Charlie leave his kids? That's the thing.
I don't think there are kids. There's no pictures. They never show their faces, right?
But why would Charlie Kirk lie about that?
Well, again, this whole thing that's being done to dismantle the false prophet, the beast and the false prophet, there's been a lot of disinformation, and it's been necessary.
It's crazy. Why would he lie? Yeah, it's like, why would he lie? And he pushes about everybody should have kids and get married. And, you know, this is his whole story.
Which is true, which is no doubt true. But it's, you know, he's playing a bigger role in this thing. He clearly played a huge role in getting President Trump elected. And what if he was part of this whole operation for many, many years? And that he's extremely talented, extremely intelligent, and that he would be willing to do a really difficult operation like this.
I think maybe that, I think from everything we've discussed and all the possibilities and inconsistencies, I think it's more closer to the fact that Erica Kirk was an Israeli asset. And I think still she may have fallen in love with Charlie Kirk, but I think she was compromised. And I think that she was controlled, and there was no escape for her. I don't know.
Right. Well,
because she looks very guilty.
Yeah. 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 And she looks very guilty. I would agree that I think that she is controlled.
I think Candace Owens is right.
I think it is. She's got a lot of receipts.
That's why she's scared. That's why okay. When Erica Kirk opens her eyes like a demon, There's a lot of maybe guilt and suspicion beneath those eyes.
Right.
Because, listen, Melissa, if anybody, God forbid, if that happened to your husband, and Candace Owens was investigating, you would be buying her gifts. You would be praying for her.
Exactly. Exactly.
You'd be loving it.
Exactly. Exactly. Anyone who would help to get to the bottom of her and my husband. Exactly. Exactly.
And I'm saying, and obviously, God, you know, I'm not saying. You know,
I know, God
but,
forbid.
But I'm putting it like that, so you can, so to tell me
exactly.
What you would feel as a woman.
I agree. Exactly.
You know.
Yeah. So I go back to if she has been groomed all of her life for this role by Mossad, if she has been broken, literally, made into a split personality and that type of thing. That would make more sense to me than anything. And she's playing this role and doing as she's told, almost like a robot. And Candace has kind of said that she just doesn't seem real. How can she say all these things that make no sense and don't hold water? So we will watch and see.
I think Candice Owens is very intelligent, very intelligent. She's very good at looking at details, and I think she's onto something,
Yeah,
you
I
know.
posted this. This is on my highlights on my Melissa Red Pill X, you guys. I posted that a clip where I was listening to the Candace episode, and she said at the end, kind of like what I do, I'm always telling everybody, hey, everybody just hang in there, hang on tight. We're going to win this battle. Don't worry. And just trust the plan, that type of thing. And she said, in the end, God wins.
I love
And
that.
as soon as she said that, she was like, "Oh, but I mean, God's already won, you know." And so she was really, it was really funny. It got, I don't know, 250,000 views. Everybody's like, "What if she and Charlie were both in on this plan that's been going on for many years, that to expose the whole way that they take over these corporations, these organizations, and they." They, you know, if you won't do what they say, then they end up killing you, and they take over, and how they fund them, and all that. I mean, this has exposed this, how they do this. It's not. This is just one example of how they've done this all over the world, and how so many of these CEOs are controlled, and many of them are plants, and all that. So I think it has to be exposed to the whole world. All
Yes,
right.
absolutely.
All right, you ready to pray? And we're going to jet
Let's
out of
do
here.
it.
All right. Thank you guys for joining with us. So let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you and we thank you that you are in control of all this. Some of these things are very confusing. We don't understand exactly how it's going, but we know that you are in control of this plan ultimately. Thank you for all these white hats who've put themselves at risk and who are exposing all this evil, just untold evil that's been going on all over the world. And I thank you that we're going to be rid of the beast and the false prophet. They will be gone. You say we'll look for our enemies and we will not be able to find them. Thank you that it's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. Thank you that we're going to have liberation for the people of Cuba and Venezuela and wherever the cartels have been, and also in Iran and the Middle East. We just can't wait to see everything set at peace and the golden age being in full swing. And I just pray for everyone on this channel. I pray you continue to bless them and strengthen them, protect their health, and also help them to fulfill the role that you've given each one of them to play in this amazing day of this Battle of Armageddon. Pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus.
Amen. Well, thank you very much, Melissa,
Thank
and
you.
we'll speak again very soon. You take care.
Thank you,
Bye-bye.
guys. Bye.